He does not look like he has a chocolate factory. He looks like he has a navy sheets and a jewel.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Confidence begets confidence begets big old fat boner.
It just incorporates it.
It just incorporates it. That's all it is. You got plenty of stamina? Stamina begets stamina.
Exhume that.
I'm gonna exhume your dick from the grave it's in. I'm gonna incorporate it into my bedroom.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Does that excite you?
Ah, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and beautiful co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Kristen.
And best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Did you hear that drop? Did I get it?
Does that excite you? Does that excite you?
It's a freaking V-drop. Yeah, it does excite me. You know what excites me? Our brand new TCB sticker.
I know.
It's here. We did it. We made it work. We made it happen. Astrid went to work. She designed us a beautiful What Would Frankie Do sticker. And wait until you see it. I can't wait. And we've had a lot of requests for the Frankie B sticker already.
Oh, nice.
So get your Frankie B sticker.
You gotta get one.
They're now available. The other one is, they're done. So forget about it. The 21 EPM sticker is done. I have a couple of them stashed away for special occasion. But otherwise, it's gone. You missed it. So hurry up and get on the number 2 sticker. Actually, I think this is number 3 sticker.
Yeah.
Number 3 sticker, What Would Frankie Do? And I just can't wait for people to get their hands on this one. And I swear on all
that's
holy.
It's a really good one.
I'm going to kiss live on air. I'm going to French kiss the person who puts it on the back of their car. French kiss them. That's what I'm going to do. Christina was just here. Christina, our editor.
Yeah, I love her.
And she was like, listen, you got to do the Cox for Christ sticker. And I'm like, I'm not going to do Cox for Christ sticker, but man, I wish I could. And she had a brilliant idea of taking like 2 dildos and putting them in the cross. And I just think that's so brilliant. I'm so ready for it. But I don't know that I'm going to do it. You got to be careful sometimes. You know, you don't want to start a whole, you don't want to start a civil war. Over your stupid Dicker. Podcast. Some people want to start a civil war over their stupid podcast, but not us.
No,
that's not going
to
happen.
Hey, I would like to say congratulations to us. I think this is the first thing that's come out of the notebook.
Yes.
It's happened.
Yes, this is the actual first thing we've ever done after having put it in there. Congratulations to you, my friend. You're responsible.
Yeah.
The notebook! It's not just a movie anymore. The notebook. It's not just for Gosling anymore. By the way, saw Oppenheimer.
Oh, you
saw
did.
Oppenheimer.
I want to see it.
In the IMAX, 70mm, the whole 9 yards,
wow.
Extra Dolby, special effect, bullshit. Here's what I'll say about Oppenheimer. Yeah, I'm not going to ruin the ending. Here's...
I read about the ending. I haven't seen the movie, and I read about it.
I think everybody's read about the ending. Hint, they made a nuclear bomb. That's what happened.
Well, right.
And then we dropped a couple of them, unfortunately. Oppenheimer is brilliantly and beautifully acted, as everyone has been saying. It is, there are moments that are very strange, and I don't understand them, really. There's some, I think, gratuitous nudity that's just not there. Florence Pugh is... Her boobs are in like 15 straight minutes of the movie.
Oh.
They're beautiful boobs. Mm-hmm. I love them. I think Florence has got a beautiful body. Quite frankly, I haven't met a pair of boobs that I don't like yet. So there you go. But I just don't, like even me, a completely, you know, whacked out 21 EPM old man, creepy guy. Even me, I even thought it was a little gratuitous. I was like, I don't know that the tits need to be in this particular scene.
Right.
But here they are. I will say that Christopher Nolan is one of my favorite directors mm-hmm. of all times. I think he's directed some of the most visually and mentally stimulating movies of our generation, certainly.
He did Inception, right?
He did Inception. He did Inception.
Yeah.
He also did Inception.
Which,
he also did Interstellar. He did all the I movies. Inception, Interstellar. What was the other one that he did? Dunkirk.
Okay.
Syncope. What was that? What was that movie he did where everything goes backwards?
Oh,
do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's not my. That's not my favorite
Memento?
Christopher Nolan moment. No, Memento. He did also,
he did.
But that wasn't the movie. There's a movie where everything runs backwards. It just came out. It was a wonderful movie, but it wasn't my favorite Christopher Nolan movie. This is also not my favorite Christopher Nolan movie.
Mm-hmm.
It is very wordy. There's a lot of words in the movie, and just like 30 or 40 really action-packed moments. The movie never stops. You're not going to be bored. It keeps on going. Will I see it again? Not in the theater, that's for sure. But if it comes on TV, I'll watch it again. So that's my opinion about Oppenheimer. I don't give the rest away.
See it.
I think I could have done a much better job as Oppenheimer. And I just, you know.
What?
What do you mean? I'd be a great Oppenheimer. Well,
I didn't
Heisenberg. That's what I would be a great. Yes, I'd be a great Heisenberg. Yes. That's right.
Yes, you would.
I'll never forget our good friend Tracy. I go over to her house for Christmas, like, you know, friends Christmas or whatever.
Yes.
Thanks a fizzing Christmas or whatever they call it. You know, did not offend anybody. Whatever. You know, a hippie get together where everyone exchanges gifts.
Not in the woods.
Yeah. So we did not in the woods. No, at her house, which is almost like the woods. It's just like the woods, except they have running water, a hot shower. You can do your drugs much more comfortably at our friend's house.
No humidity.
No humidity. Your cocaine doesn't get all gloppy. That's the worst part about the party in the woods is after 12 hours, the cocaine's all wet. You can't do anything about it. Put it in the sun for a couple hours. I think that's going to melt the baby laxative. So I go over to her house. I am... I'm the first guy in our friends group to kind of jump on the Breaking Bad bandwagon.
Yeah, I remember going over to your apartment. We'd watch it. You were hooked.
From episode one, I was hooked, but not many people knew about it until it came out on Netflix 2 seasons in. So anyway, I'm talking about this show, Breaking Bad. You got to watch it. And this is some of the people in the group start watching it. But they know that I'm such a big fan that they get me Breaking Bad glassware for Christmas. So it's like one of these Secret Santa things, right? Everyone exchange names. But then it's Secret Santa with the extra, takesy-backsies or whatever, where you can switch presents.
The white elephant.
So I fucking get these glasses, and I literally have an old man boner about these glasses that I have, these Heisenberg glasses or these Breaking Bad glassware that I have. I'm so excited about this. And the whole room lights up. They're like, oh, Brian got Breaking Bad. Oh, good for you, Brian. That's a great show. Thanks, whatever. And then the next person who goes takes my fucking Heisenberg glass. Takes it.
Whoa.
And I was like, wait, hold on. You're supposed to do White Elephant only except for me. Like,
right. It doesn't apply to you.
You've never even seen the fucking show. Why do you want my Breaking Bad glasses?
I didn't even know who that was.
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
I don't want to call them out here on air, but they know who they are. You know what you did. You know what you did.
I was going to say I don't remember seeing these Heisenberg glasses.
You don't because I didn't get them. No. But are you the one who got me the Eddie Vedder candle?
Yes.
Yes. That was brilliant. And you got me the...
I got you the picture, too, of them at the Fox.
Yeah, but you also got me the picture of, what's his name, Hunter S. Thompson.
Yes.
Which is brilliant. I love that picture. I don't know where it is, but it's somewhere up
it's
there.
It's up there.
Oh, okay. I love that Hunter S. Thompson. Chrissy always gives me great gifts, so thank you. I really appreciate it.
I gave you the astronaut pen.
Yes. I gave you one. Oh, you did. That's right. So I could write in space.
Okay. Well, it writes upside down.
Yeah. You know, when I find myself upside down writing in my journal. I'll have a little journal in it.
You never know.
You never do know. Could find yourself in a isolation room, not understanding what's up or down. Speaking of isolation room, and do you know what the new trend is in the Hamptons right now?
No.
Drugs. All the drugs. Now, the Hamptons has always been all about the drugs. I'm sure of it. Whenever there's time and money, you're going to have drugs. There must be some of the most profitable cocaine dealers in the world must service the Hamptons area, right?
They
must
have like
a direct line to Columbia. I'm sure they're just flying planes and dropping bundles out in the ocean. And then I see like, you know, I don't know who lives up there. Howard Stern and Martha Stewart swimming out to grab the bundle. I don't know. But anyway, so I'm reading this very interesting article about how, you know, it's harder and harder to get your pain medication from doctors these days.
Yes.
Although I'm sure there's quite a few doctors up there, too, would be happy to write you a prescription for any reason. But and that's true anywhere in the world, anywhere in the United States, by the way. You can, if you have cash, you can find a doctor who would be willing to write you a prescription. So everyone's all on the Ozempic kick, and, you know, it's getting harder to get the pain medication. So now they're taking, I don't know, Tramadol and Trampitin and, you know, statins. People are taking statins to not only lower their blood pressure, but get them high.
Really?
It's really weird what people are into. So I read this article about there is a traveling ketamine doctor in the Hamptons. She'll come to your house. She'll give you 6 therapy sessions for like, you know, whatever it is, $28,000.
Right.
6 therapy sessions, quote unquote, where she makes an isolation room. So you have no, there's no sound. It's a soundproof room and it's a dark room. And she does therapeutic ketamine intervention.
It's all the rage right now.
Yeah. But apparently it's not like you would think that this would be, I'm trying to go and release some trauma. I'm trying to get in touch with my inner child. But what it really is the doctor's showing up to these parties and everyone's taking ketamine and turning the lights off.
I've heard this.
It's crazy.
Partying with the ketamine.
When did we get our invite to the Hamptons? That's when I know we'll made it. That's on the next contract. Yes. I know we don't make any money, so we can't have a house in the Hamptons. We probably can't even have a private plane ride to the Hamptons. But could you get me a coach seat on Delta or a Legionnaire or whatever flies up there to the Hamptons? Get me a coach. I just want to spend one weekend in the Hamptons.
Just to see what it's about.
Do you think they have like one cheap hotel we could go to in the Hamptons? They got to, right? It's got to be one cheap hotel for people like us.
We could probably camp out on the beach.
You can't. It's all private beaches up there. Think Taylor Swift's going to let you on our Hamptons Island? No, not going to happen. So not only do they do the ketamine.
I'm not picturing a cheap hotel up there, just to answer that question.
No, they keep the riffraff out.
They do.
They keep the riffraff out. That Hamptons is
about
as exclusive.
There's no Days Inn.
Hamptons and Palm Beach, Florida. Those two places are so extraordinarily exclusive. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to Palm Beach, Florida?
I have.
It is incredible.
Yeah,
it's the amount of wealth
crazy.
On that one island is incredible. I don't even mm-hmm. call it an island or an archipelago, or an archipelago. What do they call that? What's an archipelago? An archipelago?
Oh.
Yeah, you don't know either. We don't know. Why you're coming to the commercial break. Keep slapping my, like I'm an old man. Hey! Hey!
Yeah, that's someone, reaching back deep into like ninth grade facts.
It's a thing. There's a thing down there called Palm Beach, and
is it
everybody
connected
lives
to
there.
The land, like a little bit
by
of
a
it?
Bridge.
Yeah,
I think by okay. a bridge. I'm not really sure, but what I do know is that when you drive over that bridge, you are all of a sudden in fucking La La Land.
Yeah, it's
the
nuts.
House is down there, so they have a street that a street like a Florida highway with just 2-lane street. That goes down this, let's call it 5 or 6 miles. I'm not sure, but 5 or 6 miles. On one side of the street, sitting up off the ocean, are monstrosities that like you've never seen before in your entire life.
Well, I mean, anything that I ever read about the luxury market is always focused
Palm Beach.
On Palm Beach. Yeah.
Or the Hamptons, mm-hmm. right? Hamptons or Palm Beach. So one side.
Or Palm Beach.
Or Palm Beach. Or the TCB studios.
Miami's got a lot, too.
Yeah, Miami's too trashy for Palm Beach. Mm-hmm. So you go down this street, and on one side of the street are these enormous homes. Some of them you can't even see because they're set so far back, and they have walls that are so mm-hmm. high, you can't see them. But you just know that someone who's filthy fucking rich lives there. And then what they have is, on the other side of the street, are these homes that are probably 3 times the size of my home. Mm-hmm. But those aren't homes. Those are beach houses for the homes on the other side of the street. And they have tunnels that run under the street and they connect to
That's
these
wild.
Beachside homes. It's insane. So your guest home is 3 times the size of my home. It's unbelievable. I don't understand. But here's what I do know is that people who are this filthy rich need their drugs. And so now in the Hamptons, they just deliver it. It's like, I guess it's like D.
Well,
they just
right.
deliver it to you.
I was going
to
say D.
And you get a doctor with an RX number, and now you're just prescribing it for free. They're doing mushroom parties. They're doing dibbity dab parties. They're doing, you know, psychedelic mushroom parties.
Oh, yeah.
It's a whole scene going on up there. And you think about the people that are living up there, the people that are controlling most of the money in this country, most of the wealth in this country, people who entertain us at the highest levels. I'm not saying they.
The housewives.
The housewives don't live in the Hamptons.
They do. They have homes.
They have homes in the Hamptons? Uh-huh. They've rented homes in the Hamptons?
No, I don't know, but no.
I'm going to tell you a little secret about the housewives, because I'm not under an NDA, so I don't think I need to share this. I got a phone call about a property that somebody I know owns, right? But I'm here in Atlanta, so sometimes I keep an eye on that property. I got a phone call because the home is in the part of town that they want to know that they want you to think that they're in. The Real Housewives of Atlanta wanted to rent the home so that it appeared that they lived in a home in Atlanta when they really don't live in a home in Atlanta.
No, the Atlanta ones do that.
Yeah. And they've done it since day one.
The New York ones don't, I don't think.
You know, that's kind of why I liked Kim's
Zolciak,
whatever her name was, because episode number one, scene one, this is the only episode I ever watched all the way through. Episode one, scene one, she's in her apartment, like kind of her like shitty, you know, perimeter mall apartment, right? Yeah. She's there in her apartment with her daughter, I think, at the time. Uh-huh. And it would seem very real to me. But then every other cast member that's ever been on Real Housewives of Atlanta, or I think most of the Real Housewives, they all like, they don't even live in Atlanta. They don't even live anywhere close to Atlanta.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
They're not wives.
Well,
they're certainly not housewives.
Yeah, the whole wife thing went out the door years ago.
We have a friend that's been on this most recent season.
Mm-hmm.
Train wreck!
Yeah, it's crazy.
Train wreck.
Crazy.
I'll talk to you about that off air. It's a total train wreck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't go over, I think, as planned. That's the problem when you get on that reality TV. There's nothing real about it.
Yeah.
And they can portray you any way they want to.
You never know how they're going
to
edit things.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And when they don't edit you favorably, yeah, what the fuck do you do?
You gotta deal with it.
Yeah. Now it's like, oh, shit. This is my big moment in the sun. This is what's going to happen to the commercial break one day. Someday, you're going to turn on the TV, like TMZ. The commercial break destroys the world with its Cox for Christ sticker. We're going to be
be all over Fox News.
Fox News or CBN, yeah, whatever that is. Christian Broadcasting Network will be the devil. Yeah. They'll portray us however they want to. And eventually all of the stuff that we've said will be cut and edited to their liking.
Yep.
I'll be in like three different shirts on one particular video, like, I hate Christ.
We do drugs
with our children. I have masturbated on blue.
Oh my God.
Waffle House is a great place to suck a dick. Look at my body, little boy. These and more hurtful things have been said on the commercial break.
Hopefully they'll call us the commercial breaks.
The commercial breaks. The commercial breaks with over 50 listeners per year has been saying these horrible things. Joe Biden is my lover. I wish you would burn in hell, little puppy dog. Well, I'm giving them the material right now. They don't have it already. In one shirt, one color shirt.
Yes.
Someone caught on to us. They were like, I noticed it back to back. You guys wear the same shirts. I'm like, oh, you're on to us. You think we record the day of and put it out there?
No.
No. That's why we wear the same shirt on two episodes. It's because we usually record two episodes.
In the beginning, we tried to
change shirts.
And
that became too much of an effort.
Screw it.
We're like, who's going to notice that? Now I'm thinking about changing shirts. Maybe every other sentence, because I know that AI is just going to chop me up and use me the way that it wants to. For sure. So anyway, I just wanted to share with you that the Hamptons are having ketamine parties. Now, ketamine is not a drug I would want to fuck with.
Mm-mm.
That's not something I want to do recreationally.
No, it seems intense.
It's very intense. It is it's a disassociative.
Mm-hmm.
So literally, you disconnect your body from your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So you're no longer attached to your body, essentially. That's what disassociation means, right? You're having an out-of-body experience. You're not in touch with your facilities. Everything goes except for, some people call it energy or spirit or whatever. I probably just call it your brain thinking. But it's a very intense feeling. And I know that they're taking smaller doses than I did. But it's still, I wouldn't want even a bit of disassociation if I'm like sitting around having a pool party.
No.
I don't want to disassociate from my own body. It sounds dangerous altogether.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. You know, when you have more money than God, you can just sleep it off the next day, I suppose. Not like here at the commercial break. We have four jobs, 16 children.
Yeah.
And then people bitching at us because we're wearing the same shirt twice in a row. Fuck you!
Yeah, we got to keep the machine going.
We do have to keep the machine going. Speaking of machine, I told you, we got the new What Would Frankie Do stickers.
WWFD.
Now, I really was hoping that when I got the new sticker, I was so excited. New sticker design. I was so excited. Like I said, more than a few people have emailed in already asking for that sticker. And we'll get them to you in a couple of weeks. We just sent them off for order for
print
creation. So, yeah, for print. Creation. We just sent them off for creation. Jesus didn't send things off for creation. I made it all. I am God. Damn it.
Oh, my God. Oh,
this
so
is fun.
Ways.
I'm going to start cutting up our own stuff, and I'm going to make it little videos with it. I'll make little reels with it on Instagram. So I really was hoping that I would troll on the internet, and then I would pop up a new, brand new Frankie B video that we could get into, but it's not to be. But there are a couple of videos from in the back catalog, they say, as they say, that are available to us that we haven't yet done. And in honor of our new What Would Frankie Do sticker, I would love to review a Frankie B video. What do you think?
I am all in.
I have a hard time understanding why we haven't done this particular video yet, because it seems right up our alley.
Yeah, I kind of just know the first thing he says, and I can't believe we haven't talked about it before.
Yeah, so without further ado, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. TCB. Hey everybody, it's your favorite part of the show where I pine for more of your attention. First way you can help fill this hole in my soul, go to Apple and leave us a positive review. It takes 2 seconds out of your day and it really does help grow the show. But there's no quid pro quo here. You don't have to give us anything to get something for free. Go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button and send us your physical address. We'll send you a 21 EPM sticker directly to your locale. You can also go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for fully edited episodes, the same day they air here on the audio feed. 855-TCB-8383 is where you go to drop us a text message. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. We take them all at 1-855-TCB-8383. Add the commercial break on Instagram if you're into that kind of thing. And TCB podcast on TikTok. It's what I hear the kids are doing. It's all the rage. One last thing. If you could, if you will, if you would, visit our sponsors' websites. Buy their products if you're in the market for them. And always use our specialized URLs or codes when and if you can. They pay our bills, and who knows, you may be the reason we have electricity in the studio tomorrow, and I thank you ahead of time for that kind gesture. Let's listen to those sponsors for a few minutes, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hey, Podcast Universe, it's Christina, executive producer for The Commercial Break, and we are so excited to let you know that Rocket Money is sponsoring part of the show. We've all done it, gotten a little wine drunk and started a free trial so you could watch a new show, only to find yourself looking at your bank account a few weeks later wondering why you have a Starz subscription. I mean, maybe that's a little specific to me, but I know you've done something similar. But that doesn't even matter anymore because I have Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. Just like me, over 80% of people have subscriptions they forgot about, and chances are you're one of those people too. Rocket Money quickly and easily finds your subscriptions, and for any you don't want to pay for anymore, just hit cancel and they cancel it for you. Fabulous. Rocket Money also helps you manage all your finances in one place and automatically categorizes your expenses, so you can easily track your budget in real time. So, Dad, if you're listening, I have it all under control. Go to rocketmoney.com/TCB to join the over 3 million people who have already used Rocket Money. It saved the average person up to $720 a year. So go to rocketmoney.com/TCB. Get rid of your unwanted subscriptions and take control of your finances today with Rocket Money. That's rocketmoney.com/TCB. And thanks, Rocket Money, for being a sponsor of The Commercial Break.
Frankie B's going to tell us about what? I'll let you know. I'm just going to keep it a surprise. Okay, here it comes.
Yeah,
ready?
I was about to say it.
ED, erectile dysfunction.
I have it. I suffer from it.
He's going there.
He is going there. I love it. Go, Frankie. Let's see what he has to say.
Yeah, we all experience that from time to time. But if we're experiencing this...
Chrissy, have you ever experienced ED?
I have not.
We all experience it from time to time.
Well, men are the only people that matter.
Yeah, Frankie. But you know you have erectile tissue. Mm-hmm. Remember Dr. Sin told us this. Erectile tissue in the clitoris.
Mm-hmm.
I just gave you a science lesson. That also probably... We lost 4 sponsors, but I gave you a science lesson.
on a regular basis, maybe you have a problem. So in today's video, I'm going to go over five things that you can do to eliminate the mental part of ED.
The mental part of my ED. So next time you have a hard time getting it up, you'll think of me telling you about your mental problems. Get hard! Go, 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 just go, go! Look at my cockty! Oh, this is the old, this is so old that we have the old version.
You are the girl.
Of the intro, Remember this song?
Ah, look.
What? What happened? This is the best intro in the history of YouTube. It's gotta
be. Oh, pumping iron.
He's pumping iron. He's got hot girls walking all over the place.
He just did his sunglasses, like, he pulled them down.
Pulls his sunglasses down. But my favorite is the shot at the end where he pops out of the water in slow motion.
I forgot about this intro.
Oh, my God.
It's a great one.
Hey, guys, don't blow it with Frankie. I gotta say this. I've been reading through his comments. Don't blow it with Frankie. And most of you are good. You're being subversive. You're poking at him, but you're not like, you know. But there's some of you that are obviously listening to the commercial break. One person just put, look at my body. What a douche. What is your dick waiting for? Get it hard. Get it hard.
What's going on?
That's the best intro I have ever seen. It's almost as good as the commercial break's first intro.
Oh my God, it's so good.
The 35-second long intro that's completely unnecessary. No one wants to see that shit, Frankie. And then he's like trying to, I don't know what he's trying to do. I don't know what the point of the intro is.
He had scissors and he was using them like a ninja.
Like a ninja. He was like going like this, and then he was drumming on his hair care products. And
his cookware.
There was a 3-second shot of him standing there waiting for a golf, waiting to take his turn to golf.
He was pumping iron.
Yeah, and then there's this girl. She's very pretty, but she's just walking back and forth in his salon. And he's like giving her the come hither, like,
come on.
Come on, baby. You know you want some razor wire in your face. Come talk to my penis. Sounds like Frankie could take a page out of the cock worship book.
He could.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's been worshiping a cock. Hey!
Hi, everybody, and welcome you to my grooming, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle channel for guys over 50 who want to up their game, look and feel better about themselves. Before we get into the video, guys, at any time you like what you're seeing, at any time you dig what you're hearing.
Anytime you like what you see, at any time.
You dig.
At any time you want to subscribe to my channel. By the way, Frankie, I feel you. Hey, guys, at any time you want to subscribe to our YouTube channel, feel free to go ahead.
Do me a favor, guys. Give the video a thumbs up because it'll definitely help this channel grow. And at any time you feel like subscribing, please do so. And welcome to the family. All right, so guys.
Welcome to the family. I'm about to yell at you in 2/3 of my videos.
The family.
Let's talk about ED. Now, as you're aware, there's two parts of ED.
Talk about ED, babe. Let's talk about flaccid dick. Let's talk about Frankie in the bedroom trying to get it up.
And there's a physical side. If it's already been determined that you have a physical problem and you're still not where you need to be, well, maybe you have a mental problem too, all right? They do work hand in hand.
If you got a softy in your brain, you're going to have a softy in your pants. You know what I'm saying? Let me pump you up a little bit. Here's the penis pump 3000 that I use. He breaks out a penis pump and I'm going to die.
Time if you have a physical problem, it mentally on you with ED. So we got to shake up and correct the mental side of your ED problem. And where does that start with? Well, I think
I think it starts first with me not trying to work on my ED problem with your video.
Yeah,
I mean, I think that's
exactly
the first place I'm going to start. Maybe some porn, an old Playboy or something. Like,
feel that.
Yeah, let's work on our half hard without Frankie.
A lot of you guys, you let yourself go in life, okay? Especially the older guys. And I'm even going to backtrack on that. I'm even going to say a lot of the guys in their 40s, and I'm even seeing an alarming rate of 30-year-olds who are already letting themselves go.
An alarming rate.
Which 30-year-olds are you hanging out with that are You've seen their ED problem?
I'm saying let yourself go.
Hey, Jason. Yeah, it's me, Frankie B. We met at the bar the other day. How you doing? Good? Good. Great. I went in your phone and got your phone number. Hope you don't mind. I just wanted to check on your dick. Can you get it up right now? You want me to talk to it? Put the phone near it. How's that? Good? I'm doing a video and I'm doing a little informal research on how many dicks are soft out there. Is yours one of them?
I've seen an alarming rate.
I've seen an alarming rate of soft dicks in 30-year-olds.
Oh, my God.
All right. What happens, guys, is this just festers in your mind. When it becomes time to perform, all right, you're not happy with your body. You're not happy with your look. And there's that little hang-up that's in your mind when it's time to perform. And guess what? You can't shake that hang-up because you're worried about what that woman is thinking. What is she thinking about me?
That's how I feel every time I'm about to start an episode of the commercial break. I get all worked up.
What are they thinking about me?
Yeah.
Do I look okay? Do I feel soft and pudgy to her? Okay, guys, we don't need that shit. Let me introduce myself. My name is Frank Bernardo. I'm 58 and a half years old.
What? Did he just start the video all over again?
Know.
He suffers from poor editing. Yeah. He suffers from... Yeah, he suffers from EE, erectile editing.
Soon to be 59, and guess what? 60? Little over a year away. Am I worried about it? Hell no. Do I think about it? Not
hell yeah.
You don't hell yeah.
Every day.
All my videos are about it. Don't tell me you don't think about it, Frankie. You literally have a channel dedicated to worrying about age.
Yes.
Yes.
Hi, guys. Because I don't feel my age. And there's a reason why. The reason is I take great physical care of myself. Weekly, monthly, and yearly. I do the necessary things to keep myself in top physical form.
How many bracelets
form.
Does
and
he
guess
have?
What?
Because all I can hear is...
I don't know. About as many as I do. Every time I see an older guy with a bracelet, I'm like, what a douche. And then I look at my arm, I'm like, I'm a douche.
I like a bracelet.
I like a bracelet like too, a bracelet. But not the like the big silvery, yeah, clangy, clinky,
yeah,
things.
Yeah.
I don't think those look good on any kid any age.
Plus, he's got a ring on just his first finger. If you'll notice.
I do the same thing.
Oh, no, he's got one on both
my
hands.
My philosophy.
Yeah, he's got one on...
He's got on, like, the first finger.
Oh, yeah, he
does. The pointer
does.
Finger.
Oh, that's awful.
And that's the only one.
Yeah. Oh, he does have, like, four bracelets on.
Yeah, one
that's
of them
too much.
Spiky.
Yeah, it's too much. Spiky. Spiky bracelets. You walk into a shop and think that's a good idea? Let me get a spiky bracelet. It'll reduce my ED by 30%. I'll just punch myself in the cock anytime it goes down.
Is age only slows you down when you allow it to. Let me repeat that. Age only slows you down when you allow it to. And unfortunately, in today's society, this is the way it is, guys. Most guys don't give a rat's ass about the way they look. And they are letting age dictate everything in their lives. There's guys...
Okay,
I
hold on a
that's
second.
That's not true.
Yeah, first of all, it's not true.
I mean, I think...
I feel now that age is almost more irrelevant than it ever has been.
Yes.
We're all interconnected on so many levels. And I understand there's certainly a difference between a 20-year-old and a 50-year-old. No doubt about it. And then forget it. If you're teenagers, you just live in a different universe altogether, as I did when I was a teenager.
Yes.
But he just said, when you get into bed, you start getting into your head how old you are and about your body and what you're thinking, all that other stuff. And then he just said, he just... absolutely went in the opposite direction, saying that everybody, all these guys don't give a shit about how they look, or he's making no sense whatsoever.
No.
Again, Frankie, none whatsoever. Viagra, that's the cure to ED.
Yeah.
It's out there that are in their 50s that might want to start a workout routine, that might want to better their look, that might want a new haircut, but they say, why? Where am I going with this? You know, that mentality drives me absolutely nuts. Because what happens, guys, it continues to get worse. It doesn't get any better. Your thought process just continues to get worse. The way you look gets worse. Your diet gets worse. You're losing muscle at a fast clip. And what's going to happen? Your mind's going to get all effed up over this. Okay,
I am all effed up. I'm losing muscle at a clip. Every time I take a step, I'm turning into jelly. How old are you? 27. My cock doesn't work right.
Need to do is install confidence in you, okay? And that all starts with building a better body.
Now downloading confidence.
Building a better mind, having a great diet, look, dress great, and all that's going to breed confidence, and that confidence is gonna come through in the bedroom. Because guys, we don't need any hangups when it's time to go to the bedroom. Okay, we need a clear mind. We can't be worried about, whoa, does she think I'm a little overweight, and or how does my hair look? Does it look okay?
These are things that Frankie has all thought about.
Yeah, these are things these are reasons Frankie has not been able to get it up. First of all, second of all, none of those things ever cross my mind. I turn off the lights, real dark. I whisper into my lover's ear, get ready for the best few seconds of your life. Then I go,
is that good for you?
And then I pick up my phone and my notes and I go, 19 EPM. I'm going to have a cigarette. I'll be right back.
Need that. He needs you to be.
You look beautiful there, by the way. How did you get your pants back on so quickly? What? That wasn't your vagina? I didn't even make it there? We're going to improve that next time. Is there a next time? No? An Uber? Now? Let me at least get you a cab. Hello? Bye! I hate you, Brandon Green!
Confident, not worried about any of that. So you can go to the bedroom and do your job, and that's perform. So, gentlemen, the first thing I want to
perform.
I'm here to perform. Spread those legs, open up those vagina lips, I'm coming in hot. Sorry, I almost made it there. Next time I'll come to perform.
Talk about, I feel this is probably the most important because this one holds true to just about all guys. And before I get into it, let me explain that I'm just going to briefly touch on each one of these. These are all coming up in our series of videos. The first one.
A series of videos. Wow. First of all, you never had a series of videos.
No.
I keep a close eye on this channel. There was never a series of videos.
On ED.
Second of all, what's he touching on? I don't want him touching on anything. Stop touching. Don't touch on anything.
So if I'm understanding things correctly, is confidence. The first one. Okay.
Well, I get this part, right?
Yeah, you have to.
If you have real hangups, like if you're really, but by the way, I'm not diminishing the problem of ED itself. I know it's a huge problem that I also have all the time. No, I'm kidding. I understand ED is a huge problem, and I actually do know people who suffer from this, both from a mental side and an actual physical side. Viagra takes care of 99% of all of that. Viagra, whatever they do, Cialis or whatever. But if you don't have, if you're scared shitless of pussy, then you're not going to be able to perform. So you have to kind of have to say to yourself, okay, if this person is in the bed with me, there's a reason she or he is in the bed with me. Yeah, be confident. Okay, we're going to have sex. That's what we're going to do. It's sloppy and ugly and weird and crazy and funny and interesting every time you do it. It's sex is oftentimes just a comedy of errors, right? And you're just trying to fit it in and figure it out and get everyone, in the right place and position and all that. And the truth is, there's nothing to be ashamed of, big, small, indifferent. However, taking advice from Frankie B on how to get it up is probably your first mistake.
Yes.
I think he's causing more erectile dysfunction than he's fixing.
Complacent. You're complacent in your relationship, you're complacent in your jobs, and you're complacent in your looks. With your relationship, you're married to the same woman for 20, 30, 40 years. You don't give a shit anymore because she's not going nowhere, right? In your eyes. Until she leaves you, then what do you do?
Another secret pulled back on Frankie's life. Until she leaves you for the third time.
Job. You got comfortable in your job. You may be working there again 15, 20, 25 years. Oh, they love me. They don't care what I look like. Well, gentlemen, if you're in sales and you let yourself go, guess what? You're going to be gone. And the last one is your.
Hey, Bob, could you come into the office for a second?
Sure, boss.
Thanks, Bob.
What's going on, boss?
Listen. Me and some of the other executives have been taking notice of your general appearance. We noticed you haven't had a boner in the office in a while, and you're letting yourself go. Unless you can perform a miracle with your dick right now, I'm afraid we're going to have to fire you.
Because of my dick?
That's right. If you don't have a hard dick, how are we supposed to keep you around? 15, 20 years we've been together now, dick, and it's too much. Get it up or get out.
I mean, I'm picturing some guy, too, like, shuffling around with, like, old shoes falling apart.
We know this person. Do you remember at Clear Channel there was, like, one manager that we had that wore, like, the tie that was on sale at the local flea market? And he always had a different color of pants and he did jacket, like almost as if he was colorblind. And then he had shoes that had holes in them and he just kind of shuffled around. Ho-dee-ho, mum-dee-ho. Poor bastard.
I know. He probably had ED.
Yeah, I could only imagine. I don't even think his wife, like, he moved here for the job. I don't even think his wife came with him.
No,
I think
she didn't.
Yeah, poor bastard. I really liked that guy, too. Mm-hmm. I had a big soft spot. Yeah. I had a big soft dick for him.
Looks, you think, you know what, my wife don't care, she loves me the way I look. My job, again, they don't care. I bring them big money, so I can look like living hell and I'll be okay with it. You see, we're all, that's gonna get you in trouble. Let's move on to the next one. Number two.
No, I don't.
Okay, good, let's move on to the next
one. Let's move on to the next one.
Ooh, this one's also a monster, and this plays really heavy if you do have an ED problem, and that's working out. Because guys, if you're not working out, if you're not taking time to do it daily, at least three times a week, what's going to happen? Your testosterone is going to plummet. And without testosterone, guess what, guys? I don't have to tell you. So we need to find time to work out.
Wait, what happens without testosterone? I really wanted to know. Cliffhanger.
I don't have to tell you.
It's cliffhanger for his next series of videos.
But a lot of you guys say, you know what, Frank, I'm way too busy. I ain't got time to work out. Let me show you why you're dead wrong. Okay, guys, you've got 24 hours in a day.
Oh, my God. Here comes the Frankie math that makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, the workout.
Yes, you have 24 hours in a day if you're single, living alone in the greater Chicagoland area, and apparently you have nothing better to do than to show up to your one salon and knock on the door and say hello. Like, that's it. Then, yes, you have multiple hours to work out. But if you have 6 to 12 children, you're doing a podcast, have two real jobs, and everything else, you don't have time to work out. That's the reality. That's why people don't work out, because they don't have the time.
Mm-hmm. 8 and work 8. I'm going to give you 2 hours of playtime in the morning and 2 hours of playtime at night. That leaves you 4 hours. Guys, are you telling me?
Playtime? How about sleep?
That's what I was thinking.
At least 4 hours of playtime, aka sleep. I don't know. Yeah. I value my sleep way too much.
Yeah, sleep's very important.
Yeah, and it's hard to find when you have all that's going on that we do.
You don't have 1 hour in those remaining 4 hours to build a better body, to build more testosterone, so you can have the sexual stamina? Are you kidding me?
Stamina. I got plenty of stamina.
Stamina 3000! Why buy 3000 now introduces Stamina 2000! Do you have an ED problem and it's inside your head? Get Stamina 3000! It's just like Viagra, only it's made in the jungles of Cambodia. Don't worry about it, it's all natural. You'll love it!
We're going to get you there. So guys, number three, it's all about the diet. And before I get into it, I want to say that diet and working out, gentlemen, that's harmony. It goes hand in hand. You can't do one and expect results without doing the other. Together, it's very powerful. So let's not say...
Boner thugs in harmony.
Is this where you're supposed to eat oysters?
Yeah. Yeah. He's going to say oysters. What else is he going to do? We're going to have what? What did he make that one time?
Oh my God, the tuna.
Avocado eggs or something?
No, it was
tuna avocado.
It was deviled eggs, but with tuna. Yeah, it was weird.
Oh, it just sounds bad.
No.
Diet. We're going to say, hey, we're going to get you eating right. We're going to get you eating correctly. Because, gentlemen, what you directly put into your body, do you think it doesn't affect you? Do you think that doesn't give you issues in the ED department?
You're right. Every time I eat a tuna egg, I jizz out tuna. That's what happens. Every time I have a Mars bar, I jizz out Mars. That's what happens.
Directly affects.
I jizz out Skittles when I have Skittles.
can, and it most certainly does. So we need to get you eating right and on track. So gentlemen, number four, this is big too. They're all big. But number four, it's all about your grooming, all right? And it's not just body grooming. We're going to talk about hair. Now guys, if you've been going to the same barber for year after year, or same stylist year after year, and getting the same haircut year after year, first and foremost, you need to fire your stylist or barber, because they should be definitely suggesting some...
Hey, Bob! Fuck you! You're fired!
I haven't come to you for 10 years.
I've been coming to you for 10 years! And not once have you made my hair like Frankie B's. So you're fired!
How about just ask for another style?
Hey, anybody know who that guy was? I think I saw him in here one time. Fuck you, you're fired! You walk out the door and they're like, who was that?
I feel like that's so harsh.
It is so harsh. You don't have to get the same style every time.
New, up-to-date styles. Because you guys are stuck in a rut. You're stuck in the same old haircut. If you've had that haircut now for 5, 6, 7 years, chances are, guys, it's out of style. So we're going to get you...
I just want you to, for 1 second, look at Frankie's head. Just imagine the face has gone away and it's just his hair.
Oh, his hair is a personality of its own.
It really is.
I'm not sure his hair is in style.
What's that?
I'm not sure his hair is in style.
It's got a personality all its own. Exactly. It's doing its own thing. It's on its own agenda.
I love how he says this. You've got to shake things up and get a new thing.
That's right. It's me, Frankie Follicles. yeah, we've been up here for a long time. Hey, Chrissy, help! He washes me with mayonnaise. It's awful. What are we doing here? Hey, tell Frankie to fire his barber. We're giving diet over here.
I forgot we did the whole follicle thing.
Frankie's follicle.
He did the hair transplant.
Pick me. Pick me. No.
Where they said that they took his follicles out and then picked the best ones.
Yeah. And then planted them back.
What the fuck? I've been up on this head for 29 years! And now you're just gonna toss me like yesterday's trash? Fine, I don't like you anyway, Frankie. Asshole. No!
Outside the box a little bit to change your look, which is going to give you a better feel.
And that being said, he's had the same look for the whole entire, any video I've seen, he's had the same look.
Going on 4 years, Chrissy and I have been reviewing Frankie exact B videos. Same. Exact same haircut the entire time.
And tight t-shirts and
tight
rings.
Tight black t-shirts, rings. Jewelry. Yeah, he's generally had the same style.
Yes.
Now, it looks good on Frankie. Listen, if for those of you who have never seen Frankie, you're going to see him when you get your sticker. But, I mean, I don't actually have his likeness on there. Let me be clear about that. I didn't actually put Frankie on the sticker.
Picture of Frankie.
It's a silhouette that looks a lot like Frankie. How's that? But here's what I think. Frankie is generally a handsome guy.
He is.
He's not a bad-looking dude. He certainly fits the part, right? When you think of Frankie, when you hear all of these crazy comments that he makes, he looks like he sounds. Exactly like he sounds. But just because it works for Frankie doesn't mean it's going to work for everybody. And that's my challenge with Frankie. Well, first of all, my challenge is that Frankie never gives us any information that's useful.
No.
He talks in circles. And he never stays on topic. He's a total chauvinist. Total chauvinist. Especially right after he gets done with breakups.
Yes, yes.
But that doesn't mean that...
Barty girls.
It's Barty girls.
Barty follicles, yeah. Get after it, dude.
But that doesn't mean that Frankie is like, to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I'll call it like I see it. Frankie's a handsome dude, and the style that he has works for Frankie. But it's not going to work for everybody. Nor does everybody have 16 to 20 hours a week to spend in the gym and on hair and on food and on
facial
salons.
Tanning,
yeah. And getting your stamina up.
Stamina.
Just stop here. Let's look at our overall body hair, our ears, our nose, our eyebrows, especially in this area.
I will say this, that I agree with Frankie 1,000% about this. Nothing, and I mean nothing, drives me crazier than seeing a not very old person, so someone that's under the age of 80, with nose hair that could be braided or ear hair that could be braided. That's so easy to take care of. I do it daily. Yep. I don't even know what a long hair in my ear or nose looks like because I won't let it happen. Yeah. Never. Yeah. Never. I want you to be able to stare directly into these nostrils and see the scars from cocaine. That's it. I want you to see my deviated septum from years of abuse. That's what I want you to see. And that's why I started doing it, because I was losing a lot of my product inside that nose hair.
Yeah, exactly.
But sometimes I be careful about how I say this.
I know.
Yeah.
You see those people out there and you're just like, what? Please. Don't you see what we see?
Yeah, don't you see what we see? I was out the other day. I was with somebody, meeting somebody, and there was a beautiful young lady, right? Mm-hmm. But she had nose hairs that you could see from a mile away. And I was like, no.
No! Take those nose hairs out.
Yeah.
Don't leave your nose hairs in.
The nose hairs are the easiest, too, to really control, because you're looking at yourself directly in the mirror. Just tilt back.
Look.
See what other people see.
Go get one of those.
Yeah, you just get a quick trimmer.
Go get a trimmer at Target. They're $7.
The ears could be harder. Yeah. I have to do Jeff's ears because, you know.
Because they're light colored and it's hard to find.
Mm-hmm. And it's hard for you to see them.
Yeah, only after years of like kind of understanding how my ear canal works.
Yeah.
Like I have literally spent days in front of a mirror trying to knock out every nose and ear hair. Period. End of sentence.
What?
Literally. Like, I was single for a long time. I need, you know, what is I going to do?
That's true.
Hey. Hey, nice to meet you, Brian Green. Thanks for coming on this date. And then your nose hairs go into the beer before you drink it. So I got a little nose hair in my salad. I hate that. Yeah, drives me
bad.
Crazy.
It's bad.
Trim your nose hairs.
Yes.
They do you no good. Don't listen to the doctors where they say it's a filter for stuff. We're all going to die anyway.
In our 40s, it goes at an alarming. So you gotta stay on par with your groom. And once you get all your grooming in check, you're gonna exude confidence like you've never had before.
I love to exude confidence.
Thank you, my body. I'm
speaking
hairless.
Of exhuming confidence, I went to a funeral recently. That's what you exude. You exude a body, not confidence. You exude confidence.
And when you have confidence, it's going to roll right into the bedroom. Everything goes hand in hand. Gentleman number 5, I want to throw two at you.
I have cockidence. It's confidence with my cock.
Over here. It's lifestyle and your family.
You know what I think you should do? Like if you have a problem with like you're worried about your body and stuff.
Yeah.
You get one of those big white sheets or dark sheets, you know, bed sheets, whatever it is, king size sheets. And you put it on you, like you're going to a toga party, only you cover your entire face and just leave a little hole for your mouth so you can breathe. And then you put a little hole for your cock.
Mm.
And then you just run in there and take care of business.
That's a specific type of party you're going to with that.
If you don't think for 1 second that this has actually occurred in my real life, it's like a glory hole that just moves around all the time.
Fashion. Guys, I really think we need to clean up our fashion because most guys in their 40s, 50s, 60s on up, okay, you are wearing old man clothes. You are wearing clothes that are out of style. What is it with the New Balance white gym shoes?
What's going on?
Oh, this is where he goes off on the shoes.
On the shoes. I think we've seen this clip before.
Yeah.
Well, about the shoes.
Yeah, he did a whole...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I think he is right. He did do a series on each one of those things.
I think you're right. Yes, and he did.
And we watched the fashion one.
Mm-hmm. You're right about this. And I have to agree with Frankie here. I don't think you have to dress your age. Like, and I don't mean that people in their 70s are wearing 20-year-old clothing.
Right.
You know, you're not shopping at the Gap for Kids when you're 48 years old. What I'm saying is you don't have to wear, you know, muumuus and slippers and cargo pants and a t-shirt you got at a concert 20 years ago.
I'm wearing a Wonder Woman t-shirt today.
Yes. Look at Chrissy. She's coming in hot. She's coming in hot with her Wonder Woman t-shirt. And by the way, Brian hasn't changed his white shirt in 27 episodes, but it's besides the point.
You're keeping it consistent.
I'm keeping it consistent. You don't have to dress your age.
No.
I see some of these older guys. I see guys my age, and they look like dads.
Mm-hmm.
They have the belt. They have their t-shirt tucked in. The belt comes up to here. They're wearing a fanny pack. They've got their white sneakers on.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if it was never important to you to begin with,
it's
then
true.
You just didn't.
That's true. And you found some poor woman who's just going to stay with you for the rest of your life. Because she feels obligated.
Yes.
That all you guys wearing. We're going to clean up all your fashion. And once we do that, guys, there again.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have.
Didn't he like burn the New Balance or something? He did something like destroyed them.
Oh, yeah. He was doing something about New Balance. I got nothing against New Balance.
No.
Sometimes even a blind squirrel gets a nut every once in a while. And Frankie hit on something here that I like. The nose hair and the ear hair and dressing your age.
Confidence. You're going to have pep in your step.
I don't think that's going to solve your boner problem, by the way. I just don't. Because you got a pair of New Balance shoes. I don't think that makes you automatically limp dick. And just because you go shopping on the Champs-Élysées when you're 70 years old doesn't mean your dick's going to stay hard 24 hours a day. It doesn't change anything in the bedroom.
Walk with your shoulders back. You're going to be different. That's the name of the game with everything here, is to be different. Lifestyle. Are you happy with your lifestyle? If you're not, I got a lot of suggestions. I got a lot of things.
I got a lot of suggestions. I'm brimming with ideas. I want to get together. I want to brainstorm. I want to have a party. I want to do cocaine. I want to fuck your wife. I want to cuckold. I want to do all that. Call me. 555-Frankie. But wait, there's more. If you're a limp dick motherfucker, guess what I can do? I can come in rock hard, take care of your wife, 5 seconds. I got cockadence. Do you have cockadence? No? Okay. I can fuck your wife for you, no problem. I got lots of ideas. I'm an idea guy. That's what they call me, Frankie the Idea Guy. I thought of Salon Suites 20 years after it happened. How much do you want? You got $500,000? I can open up a Salon Suite today. I can run off with your money right now. I'll be in Mexico if you need me.
You can better your lifestyle. So, gentlemen, if you incorporate everything that I just talked about.
Incorporate.
And incorporate. I bid adieu to all of you. Oh, wait, what was that? In conclusion.
Incorporate.
He sounds like Donald Trump. You know how Trump sometimes uses the completely wrong word for stuff? Yes. So do I, by the way. It's happened to several of us.
That's not being compulsive. That's having a better body. That's eating right. That's by having impeccable grooming habits.
You know how I solve my ID problem? By finding a better body, not with myself, but with my partner. That's what I do. That's how I solve my cockadence problem.
Having great fashion and a wonderful lifestyle. Gentlemen, if you've got everything going, what does that exhume? It exhumes confidence.
Why are you exhuming? What's exhuming what? Why would you exhume something?
Oh, no.
He said it twice. One time I could call it a mistake. Yes. Twice. But he also said stamina four times. Stamina, cockadence. What's the other one?
Incorporate.
Incorporate. And exude.
And what does confidence bring to the bedroom? Even more confidence. If you got
even more
everything
dick.
Working in your life.
Even more dick. Confidence begets big old fat boner.
It just incorporates it.
It just incorporates it. That's all it is. You got plenty of stamina? Stamina begets stamina.
Exhume that.
I'm gonna exhume your dick from the grave it's in. I'm going to incorporate it into my bedroom.
Just exhume it.
Stamina 3000.
Oh, my God.
There's nothing mentally with that's going to shut you down. But if you got hang-ups on anything I talked about, yes, because you're going to be worrying about it when you're with your wife, when you're with your girlfriend, and it's time for you to perform, all right?
What about when you're with both of them? What happens
at the same
then?
Time.
Yeah, at the same time.
A clear mind, body, and soul, and all you got to do is perform, you're going to be a rock star. So take it with a grain of salt and just apply it to your everyday.
He said take it all with a grain of salt. He's basically telling you he's full of shit. Take everything I say with a grain of salt.
All right, guys, so before I end this video, listen, the whole thing may sound ridiculous, but what I'm trying...
Yes, it does. We've learned nothing. You've got to exhume confidence and have more stamina. And you could do that by changing your wardrobe, eating right, going to the gym 4 to 12 hours a day. Yes. Frankie's got ideas. Shame. Call him up.
Clearing out the nose hair.
That I agree with. Mm. Yes, that'll help you in the bedroom. You'll be
burning
able to breathe
your new
better.
Balance.
Yes. Now, and you know what else drives me crazy is when someone has a lot of nose hairs and you can hear it whistling.
Oh, God. That's bad.
To do it. And the preface of my channel, it is to get guys in their 50s, upper 50s.
The preface of my channel?
the preface okay, of things.
Please put this in the book.
Okay, it's going in.
You exhume confidence. Yep. You exhume confidence is going to be a bumper sticker at some point. Or yeah. Stamina. Increase your stamina.
I'll incorporate that.
Incorporate that, will you?
60s, in their 40s, to actually stop letting yourself go. Stop letting your body deteriorate, your mind deteriorate, your grooming, all of the above. Yes, it sounds crazy that if you have better grooming, you're going to perform better sexually. But what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to paint an overall picture of health and confidence for you. And that is going to radiate in the bedroom when you perform. Again, guys, no hang-ups. You should be a monster. This concludes the video. Thank you for watching. Guys over 50.
I'm a monster.
I'm a monster. Cock. What was it?
Here comes my confidence monster cock. I just exhumed it from the backyard. I'll be there in a second.
I just exhumed my confidence from the backyard. Ah! Wait until you hear the story about the funeral that I went to. You've got to tune in on the next episode.
I'll tune in.
I got to tell you about the funeral. I mean, the funeral, it's sad when people die, obviously, but I went to a funeral that was unlike any other. And I know a lot of people out there in the audience that I know personally are waiting for this episode, so they want to hear all about it. So coming up on the next episode, Brian tells you about the... Brian tells
the
you
preface,
about
the preface of this.
The preface of this channel is to tell you about funerals that I go to. That's it. If you're new to the commercial break, I'm exhuming your confidence and incorporating it into the show. That's my preface.
Yeah.
All right. Go to the brand new TCBpodcast.com. That's where you find all the audio, all the video right there in one location. You can find out some information about Chrissy and I. The new website is great. Go there. Most importantly, we would love you to get in contact with us. Hit the contact us button. Tell us you want a bumper sticker. We're sending one to you. This happens to be the What Would Frankie Do version of the bumper sticker. So if you want that, give us your physical address. Tell us the sticker that you want, and we'll send it off. Every week we drop a bunch of them in the mail.
Tell us the sticker you want. Well, I mean, the one that's available.
No, tell us you want a sticker is probably what I should have said. Tell us you want a sticker. There's only one available. Yeah, you're not getting the old one. I'm saving those. They're going to be worth something.
That's
like
right.
My Dick Tracy collection.
I'm like that iPhone 1.
Oh, God. We'll talk about that on the next episode. I have an iPhone 1, and they're selling for hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's insane. So go to tcbpodcast.com. Send us your information. We'll send you a sticker, tcbpodcast.com. 1-855-TCB-8383. 855-TCB-8383. Toll free from anywhere in the world. Text us questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. We have an Ask TCB coming up. We'd love to get your question in there. So text us those questions and we'll get to them when we can. At the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok. And please do us a favor. Smash that subscribe button on YouTube, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. It really does help grow the channel. Smash the subscribe button. Smash the like button. We want you to be a part of the video fun, too. Episodes same day they are here on the audio feed. Ooh. What else I got to say? That's it. I did it early. I did it on time. We've been so late lately, but now I got it. All right, Chrissy. I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
But I'll tell you that I love you.
And I love you.
I'll say best to you.
And best to you.
And I'll say best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.